Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ New Style.
Yes!
DJ New Style.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all his cash. Okay. Boys in blue who would grieve before the badge. Okay. The first Bush who ever made the stash. Okay. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life. Hey. Thanks to the lames, niggas with bad aim. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the cane. Bullet wounds to stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To Little Kim and them, you know the women friend who carry the word cross state for a gentleman. Yeah, thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly you, the customer. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. Rare Porsches, rare portraits, rare guns if you dare come near the fortress. This apple sauce is from the apple orchard. This kind of talk is only reserved for the bosses, which means I get it from the ground, which means you get it when I'm around. Rich niggas, black bar mitzvahs, mozel tov is a celebration, bitches. L'chaim. I wish for you 100 years of success, but it's my time. Cheers, toast to crime. Number one D-boy, shame you can rhyme. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice. Hey. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. In the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight. Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hobie's home. Lukey, baby.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffin yet?
Oh, shit. Oh, you bitches done did it now. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Wait for it exclusively on HearUsTalk.com. HearUsTalk.com. Oh, we've got a lot to tell you tonight. Before I can do any of that shit, a little band from a little country. You guessed it.
Rammstein!
Oh man. I can't get any more relaxed than hearing these angry Germans yell. I really just can't. We fade that out professionally, Germ. Professionally. And I'll do it for you too. Germ is with us as always. Germ is the co-host. He fears feces and generally everything else. Germ, how are you tonight?
Hey, good evening. How's everybody going there? Well, how's everybody doing?
How's everything going? Everybody does and everything goes. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. I no problem with that. I feel good about that.
You were a little glib, a little short with everybody in the chat room prior to the show starting.
Well, you know, I mean, how many times can I say hi? I mean, you know, I'll say hi when I get on here. I'm not going to give a preemptive hi. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, well, you know, you should say hello. Just be polite. That's all we ask. Be polite.
Oh, boy.
God, I'm thirsty. I'm enjoying a delicious, as the people on HeroesTalk.com can see on the one video feed that's up because I'm not shy. I'm enjoying an orange vitamin water. Mmm. Delicious. Now, I've been drinking a lot of these lately because they were on sale, so I bought a whole bunch. And I just found out a couple days ago that the crystalline fructose contains arsenic. that's what they bill it as. It's basically a fancy word for corn syrup. And by definition, it contains 1 milligram of arsenic for every kilogram. So it's a trace amount, but still, I'm voluntarily ingesting arsenic.
Right.
How does that make you feel?
I've never had it. I know there's a lot going on with there, but I've never had the... Can you taste the vitamins in there?
Yeah, you can definitely taste each individual vitamin. Sometimes it tastes a little too bitter. It's like when the coating wears off, you know, you didn't swallow the vitamin quick enough.
Right, right.
You can literally... It literally tastes like you're drinking capsules.
Oh, cool.
No, it absolutely does not. It tastes like juice.
Oh.
Do you think somebody would buy a fucking drink that tasted like vitamin capsules?
Well, I mean, if they feel as though they're tasting the vitamins, they'll feel as though they're getting the vitamin drink that they need.
Well, if that was the case, people would just take vitamins. Do you take any vitamins?
You know what? I started to take some kind of fish oil, omega 8 or something like that, omega something like that.
Now, why did you start taking that? You don't even know what it is, let alone
what
it does.
My wife gave me about 8 different vitamins to take each day, and that's why she just puts them in front of me, and I just
one of them's
put them
just
in
a,
my mouth.
One of them's
like
just one of them's a chlorine tab you put in the toilet tank. She's just giving you random fucking discs that might clean pipes.
Yeah. Yeah, she just gave me a bunch of pills. You know what she does? She bought me one of those things the old people use that has the days of the week on it.
You are finished.
Is there a problem?
You are completely finished. The day you have to rely on one of those fucking pill boxes with the Monday, Tuesday, the day of the week you flip open a new one.
You're
old. You need a walker right now.
No. It's
you need one sweatsuit to wear every day with a collared shirt underneath, and you need a fucking a walker and perhaps white sneakers. Oh, you already have the white sneakers. I forgot, Jim. You're well on your way.
Well, I actually bought another pair of white sneakers, too.
You did? Congratulations. Are they from, you know, the last 25 years?
They're Reeboks. They're name brand.
Because the last time you announced so proudly that you were wearing Avias.
Yeah, the Avia, I had a little problem with the Avia. It was, they were emitting odor, and I realized there's some kind of problem with those sneakers, so I had to get rid of them.
So your sneakers were emitting some kind of a foul odor?
They were emitting some type of a rancid, a sour milk odor.
So you threw them out immediately.
I threw them out immediately. Immediately,
it wasn't one of those smells that you'd like to, you know, it's bad, but you got to dip into it every now and then to check it out.
I have to be honest with you. I was obsessed with the smell that I was actually taking the sneaker and stuffing it in my nose and inhaling it every couple minutes.
That's fucking disgusting. It wasn't that offensive then, because you were continually just sniffing.
Well. I mean, you ever have a situation where you have a non-conventional odor that you just can't get enough of and you enjoy the smell, sort of like gasoline, for instance? I love gasoline smell.
When you're at, like, the gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the smell coming off the natives that are ready to pump the gas for me. Is that kind of the same thing, what you're talking about?
Not particularly, no. I just enjoy the petrol.
Okay. I mean, I get that. I understand it. Like the smell of cash, like new money coming from a bank or something like that.
Right. Or, you know what I like? Fireplace ash smell.
Well, I don't know about the ashes. I like the smell of a fireplace when it's actually burning. I don't like to sniff the fucking aftermath. The smell of ashes reminds me of like dead people that people are disposing of or about to sprinkle in a lake or something. I don't like that. But you sniff your rancid ass sneakers.
Well, I was also chasing my kids around the house, having them smell too.
Oh, that's good.
I was taking Luke's face and just jamming it into the sneaker.
It's probably the most disgusting thing ever. You know, he's gonna have these. He's gonna have a fear of shoes and men's feet. And then you know what that turns into? Like some kind of a childhood fetish will turn or childhood fear will turn into an adult fetish. He's gonna start craving adult male feet. Until he finds one that smells just like Dear Old Dad's.
He's gonna
troll the world looking for Dear Old Dad's rancid fucking Avias.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's please don't say that.
I just did.
You'll give me something else to worry about.
Well, you'll have to worry about it because I already said it.
All right, then I suppose I will.
But yeah, there are smells that are not necessarily good smells. It's like not like you know anybody would say I'd like to smell a fucking fresh pie or something like that. But like You ever pop like a growth or a pimple, and sniff it?
No, I've never done that. You freaking animal.
All right. Okay, listen. You obviously know that I have. I had a pimple that would come back in the same spot under my leg, and I would pop it, and then I couldn't resist just have to smell it. It's disgusting. I know. It's really, really disgusting. But every now and then, you know, you're in your bed or whatever, you're sleeping over your girlfriend's house. You just want to put that under her nose. Just smear it right across where the man's mustache would be. Right above the lip. Right there. Just smear it there like some fucking Vegemite on a cracker. Is this disgusting you? Because I know you're not talking right now.
The thought of even doing that never would even enter my head.
Oh yeah, but you know, putting a cottage cheesy fucking rancid sneaker in your fucking 3-year-old son's face, chasing him with it. That's something that would enter your head. Not popping a zit and maybe sniffing it. I'm fucked up. I'm the fucked up one, right?
You know what? Whatever. I mean, it's not normal.
Can't get enough arsenic tonight. I'm drinking this vitamin water. $1 a bottle. You had to buy some. I basically find out it's fucking poison, and I can't resist drinking it because I already purchased them. So I have to finish it out. I think that if something was recalled, and it wasn't really deadly, I'd probably still eat it. Especially if it was one of those smells. Do you have any other smells like that? Or?
Well, you know what? I don't wear a wristwatch because there's no need to. I'm always in my car and.
Cell when phones, you know, they always have the right time, something like that.
And when I was younger, like if I would ever wear a wristwatch, which was very rare, underneath the wristwatch there was a stink to it. I guess from sweating, and I would take the band off and just sniff it all day.
You're so gross.
I sniff my wrist.
Now, Germ, you need to be truthful when I ask you this.
Yes.
Have you ever sniffed the crotch of your own underwear?
No.
Yes, you
never.
Have.
I swear to Christ, I've never done that.
You
but
are
I have
so
done
gross.
I have done this. I've taken my hand and smelled the area between my scrotum and my thigh, and my inner thigh.
So you, you wiped the crease. Just wiped anything you could get out of that crease and sniffed it. And I imagine that if under a wristwatch, it's awful. It's got to be just fucking heinous and absolutely disgusting between your scrotum and your leg.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
I probably have. Honestly, I'm really disgusting.
But I have never, ever smelled my underwear. That's
I guarantee
awful.
You pick up dirty laundry and sniff it.
I run away from dirty laundry. What are you, crazy?
You don't touch a garment of clothing that's dirty.
No, I take it.
It's your own stuff, though. See, this is where you contradict yourself. You are an inconsistent germaphobe, according to Dan and Cal, and he's right.
Well,
he's absolutely right.
Dan Sol is a Mr. Know-it-all. He's a wizard of all odds. But what I'm saying is this: what the fuck does that mean? It's I take the dirty clothes and I just toss them, and I want nothing to do with them until they're clean and fresh.
So you just wait until somebody deals with them for you.
Yes, I tell my wife. we need white clothes and she will wash them. We need colored clothes and she will wash them.
And you never go near them again. You just take them off, throw them
dirty,
wherever they are.
I peel off my dirty clothes. I just toss them. I just touch them, you know, with my forefinger and my thumb, and I just put them in the hamper there.
The word you've chosen to use, peel, is the most disgusting term, especially after announcing that your wristwatch would be just drenched. Just fucking peel, like you're coming out of a wetsuit. Meanwhile, you were just at the library in fucking air conditioning in the summer. You're peeling layers off.
You're peeling it off. A lot of times your clothes stick to you.
And then just drop it on the floor, and then it's... Donna!
I don't
Whites!
Clap. I don't, I'm not that awful, but I
you,
do
You
remind.
Are.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
All right.
So you've never sniffed dirty laundry. Dan wants to know. He's in the Ustream room on HearUsTalk.com, our new station. We're teaming up with Best in Show. I guess I'll have to talk about that later after I make my point here. He says, have you ever sniffed other people? Would you sniff another person? Like, let's say you walk by somebody and you think you catch a whiff of something.
Right.
Are you going to go by them again just to make sure it's them?
Perhaps. It usually happens with obese people and old people. They usually have an odor to them.
The piss smell.
I don't know what, it's just a scuzzy smell.
Old people smell like cat boxes. And it's really awful.
You ever see an old person's neck? They got this fucking ring around the back of the fucking neck because they don't fucking wash there properly. A bunch of goddamn animals.
Just fucking zits with gray heads. Like, they haven't been popped since fucking JFK got popped. And they're just fucking swelling and swelling and leaking out this just thick gray viscous substance. Just coming out of the... And all they want to do is give you hard candy and a dollar bill. They're so sweet, but they smell. The nicer an old person is, the smellier they are. It comes with age and niceness and politeness. That's what it is. The more polite you are, the more smelly you are.
No doubt.
Well, I mentioned it, hearustalk.com. It's a... It's not really a station, but it's more of a website! A fucking website! According to Pristine Sneakers, our buddy. But we're teaming up with Best in Show. You go to bestinshowradio.com. And we're both doing streaming our live show and live video out through that site. So it's sort of a collaborative effort. We're doing some good stuff. They did their first show Sunday. I was there for that. I finally woke up on a Sunday, listened live. But you were there too for a little while.
I was there.
Until you fucking bailed. Like you had something else to
do. I was there for 2 hours.
Like you had something else. They were on for 3.
Well, I didn't realize that.
You go out there, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, thanks, guys. Log off instantly.
Oh, fuck off.
And then I see you online, and you're not coming in the room anymore. You're just like, I got to eat crackers or something. It's Sunday. That's what it is. But no, it's HearUsTalk.com. That's where we'll be doing it. Of course, we're in the Opie fan room. We're in the DJ New Style Show live room. We're trying to get this show out to as many avenues as possible. Build up the fan base. Build up the listeners. All that stuff. And it's, Alki, no, it's not here, H-E-R-E. It's H-E-A-R, as, you know, what you would do with your ears. So, that's what that would be. Thank you very much. Jerm, we didn't do a show last week. Tonight is actually your 22nd time as co-host. I'm surprised we didn't stop and announce the 20th, but we'll announce that tonight is the 22nd time in a row that you've been the co-host. And last week, we did not do a show. I was caught up at work. But what happened with you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What happened to you? Is it still affecting you?
I had a little bit of a concussion.
Oh, I think that's exactly how you call it.
Yeah. No, I just got kneed in the head by my youngster, and I had a little bit of dizziness, nausea, and stuff.
Well, what happened?
He just jumped off the couch as I was sitting on the couch. He jumped off the top of it and kneed me in the head.
Was it revenge for you shoving a moldy sneaker in his face?
Perhaps. Yeah, he just kneed me in the head, and I was a little disoriented. But you know, it's okay. I mean, that's what happens when you have kids, and I'm It's not really a big deal. I got over it very quickly because I'm a strong person.
No, you're really not. You're actually frail and weak.
I am,
to the
actually.
Point where you don't know what vitamins you're taking. Your wife could hand you a fucking bath bead and you'd probably swallow it.
That's absolutely true.
It's vitamin E. Oh, okay. Boom. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of things going on at your home front. I mean, we discussed the last time we were on about the molars and the teeth and the, as you called them, piles of blood, even though there are clearly puddles and pools and just everywhere, just things going haywire over there. What is going on in your house that is such a fucking den of craziness?
Why? I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to figure out why.
I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, it's you got a family, a bunch of kids and whatnot, and shit happens. It's never a quiet moment. I come down here and I close the door and I seal them off.
You and your kids and your wife and your dogs and just madness.
Absolutely, my poor dog. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
What do you mean, your poor dog?
My dog's been having a problem for the last couple of weeks.
Like diarrhea?
And, no, he's been aroused for the last 2 weeks straight.
Been aroused?
His little red pepper's been sticking out for 2 weeks straight, and I don't know what to do to get it down. It's dragging across.
I think you know what you need to do, Germ. Do you love your dog? I believe you said you loved your dog. If you loved your dog, you'd suck him off right now. He's in pain.
That's vulgar. No, what happened is, here's the problem. I thought my dog is fixed, and I thought when a dog was fixed, he didn't get erections. But apparently he still does. And the problem is, it's dragging along the floor, picking up lint, picking up dust bunnies.
Oh,
I don't know what to do with this friggin' thing.
Oh, it's just collecting stuff?
It's collecting, like, little particles and everything. It's grotesque.
Like a sticky,
it won't go in.
Like a sticky toy that your kid drops
in the
corner of the kitchen and forgets
about. Like a lollipop.
Just catching crumbs and all kinds of shit. That poor fucking dog, when that rolls back into its sheath, it's just going to cause a massive infection.
Yeah, it just won't go back in, you know, and I feel sorry for it.
Did you push on it really hard?
I did not touch it. I will not touch it.
You should. Should try that out. I always heard that cold water does it. Just take the dog, put it right in a fucking bathtub full of cold water. That'll get the little guy.
It is a did you ever see one of those? It's a little really, really repulsive type of thing to look at.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, have you ever seen two dogs fuck?
Not up close. I mean, I've seen it.
Oh, no. With the fucking spyglass right next to the fucking dog genitals.
When I was a little kid, we used to have chihuahuas, and they used to constantly... I didn't know at the time what they were doing, but one time they got stuck together, and I didn't know what happened. Their asses were stuck together, and I tried to take a shovel and slice them through.
Holy shit!
I didn't know it. They were fucking walking in two different directions. Their asses were stuck together.
Well, the poor dog was fucking the other dog, and it got twisted around and tried to run away because its dick was stuck in it. And here comes asshole fucking germ freak with a goddamn garden spade.
Well,
I didn't cut him apart.
I didn't know what was happening, so I tried to take a nice shovel and slice right in the middle.
You didn't want
to
say spade. Why?
I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah. Well, believe me, it's not what you think it means. Okay. Jesus. You say spade.
What am I digging a grave in England, for Christ's sake? Spade.
It's a shovel. You know what? Increase your vocabulary. You should ask your wife for another fucking a brain vitamin that you have no idea what it is. Something that increases brain activity enough to get you up off the goddamn couch or out of your fucking basement so you read a fucking book. Old England. Like, I'm talking about a tankard of mead. I'm talking about
spade. Who the fuck uses... Nobody uses the term spade when they're digging something. They use
Bob
shovel.
Barker always did at the end of every show. He always said spade.
Yeah, and neuter too, but whatever.
He did. That's what you should have done to your fucking
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say the word spade.
Well, I've actually heard it, but, you know, not in reference to anything
whatever.
That we can go into here.
Whatever.
I think we want to keep Hear Us Talk, you know, kind of friendly to all races.
Right.
But, you know, you can kind of imagine what that might be.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You do. Mike Nice, someone comes up to you, calls you a spade.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, completely ridiculous, Mike Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeremy, we got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. Some new Germ Freak Radio, a little bit I put together last night, which is the cause for me being so fucking tired today. Almost falling asleep at my desk. Almost falling asleep at lunch, driving home. I already have a problem as it is driving home, falling asleep. I pull over into some neighborhood, in front of somebody's house, like I'm picking up their daughter. I just fucking sleep right in front of their house, like a fucking vagrant. And you never do that.
I've only pulled over once and slept. I always say to myself, I can do it. I'll get through this, and I keep driving and driving and driving. And eventually I get home, but one time I did pull over on the parkway.
I have to get rid of coffee, man. I gotta give it up. I have to not drink it after, a certain time in the day. Because drinking it at, 5:30, at 6 at night, it's just no good. It'll get me home, but it'll keep me awake forever, and my whole fucking sleep schedule is just fucked up.
You see, if I'm really, really tired, coffee won't do anything for me, because my tiredness will overpower the caffeine.
Your tiredness is just that power, that much of a fucking a force.
Right.
Nothing will keep you awake. Have you tried Coke?
Coca-Cola?
No, cocaine.
I've never had that.
Coca. Nothing?
I've never even seen it, let alone have it.
You've never seen, would you be able to describe what it looks like?
It just looks like baby powder to me.
Well, you just said you've never seen it. How do you know
what
it looks
like? Well, on TV I saw it. I never saw it in person. I never felt the texture of it.
You never saw the texture? Would you be interested to touch a pile of it?
Not particularly.
I'm very intrigued by textures, Jeremy. If I see something, I'd like to know what it feels like. I would actually, if I saw a pile of coke, I would touch it with my fingers. I'd probably get stabbed or shot, but I just want to know what it's like. I've never done any drugs. I just want to know what it feels like on the fingertips.
Right.
If I see something like a sweater or something in a store, I've got to touch that. I've got to make sure I know what it feels like. It's something that I just do. I have to. Do you have anything like that for you?
Let's see. Well, I don't like to touch many things because then that would mean I'd be getting germs on my fingers.
A sweater? You think you're really going to pick something up touching a fucking nice comfy sweater?
I like the feel of velour. I like to feel it between my finger and my thumb.
Now, what if someone wiped their ass with it? Would you like to feel with that?
What kind of awfully ridiculous question is that?
Just curious. I'm coming right off the hip here.
First of all, how am I going to know if somebody wiped their ass with it, number one? And number two, why would I touch it if somebody wiped their ass?
The thing about velour, you never know when someone wiped their ass on it.
And I also like terry cloth, too.
I have to say, that's very good. I like these microfiber towels. See, this is the DJ New Style Show, brought to you by fucking Bed Bath & Beyond. We're discussing towels and fucking textiles. Jesus Christ. Jeremy, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't have to tell you. I think I might have to take a quick break.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So I might have to piss out some arsenic. Brought to you by Glacio. Or Glacial. Do you even know the company that makes vitamin water enough to be able to tell me how to pronounce it?
No, I don't.
Probably not. Okay, so good. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. But I know 50 Cent loves it. And that's good enough for me. This is the DJ New Style Show. On hearustalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. All right, hold on. The following song is an example of early 1980s new wave. The song has been covered by many... Oh, boy. I'm out of practice, dude. The following song has been recorded... the following song is regard... the following song has been regarded as an example of 80s... Fuck! The following song has been regarded as an example of... The following song has been an example... The following song has... Oh, God. The following song is regarded as an example of early 1980s new wave. This song has been covered by multiple artists. That doesn't make sense. Why am I in slow mode, man? I'm in slow mode. God, my fucking balls are itching and shit. All right, hold on a second. All right, maybe we should start over again. Should I continue? Just go or what? What should I do? All right. The following song is an example of 1980s new wave. It reached number. The following song is an example of 1980s new wave. It reached number 65 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1982. After a 20-year hiatus, this band reunited. Fuck! The following song is a prime example of 80s new wave music. It hit number 65 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1982. After a 20-year hiatus, this band reunited in 2004 and has been on tour since. It's Scandal with Goodbye to You.
Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Hello, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show. Let's face it, kids are extremely annoying and take up the better part of your day. Why not get out there and do something for you? Get some me time. Drop those little brats off at Germ Freaks Daycare, where undivided attention and the safety of your child are our top priorities. Oh, McDonald had a fart.
The last time she was over, she took a huge dump in the friggin' toilet and then didn't flush it. And I had to walk in and look at an 8-year-old turd in my goddamn toilet.
Are you calling me?
What happened was apparently my son was chasing her because he wanted to hug her. And she fell on and slipped on the wood. I guess she had socks on. Landed on her mouth. Her mouth was open when she landed on it and knocked a couple teeth out.
Donna!
And piles of blood all over the fucking place, and I'm panicking all over my fucking house. So I'm going crazy looking for surgical gloves. She's lying on the floor bleeding to death. I couldn't find a goddamn thing. I tell my kids, listen, stay away, don't go near her, don't even touch her, just stay away.
I'll be up there in a minute!
I tell them to go downstairs. She's bleeding in my foyer. I get on the phone, my cell phone, call my wife, Donna, to scream at her to get the hell over. I am an adult, you know. I am an adult. She probably had, I'm sure she's got nothing wrong with her. We know her family and everything, but you never know.
Are you calling me? I'll be up there in a minute. I'll be up there in a minute.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
DJ Newstyle Show. DJ Newstyle Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Such a lovely evening tonight, Jerm. Oh, it's so lovely. Let me rock out to this a little bit. Snap. All right, that's enough. Jeremy, you had a nice break?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't too bad. Run of the mill. Run of the mill, I say. Well, I understand that you're never going to give up coffee. I know that. I know for a fact you can never give up coffee.
Well, I'm a late bloomer when it comes to coffee. I've only started drinking in the last year or so.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You've never had coffee in fucking 43 years?
36 years.
Oh, I apologize. So you haven't had coffee until a year ago?
A year ago, yes.
Jesus.
I was a tea drinker.
Tea?
Yes.
And you you made fun of me when I mentioned
not
that.
Not flavored teas, just regular man tea.
Man tea?
The regular
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, man tea, the kind that you stew from dirty jocks and fucking semen.
No, put the that regular
in,
tea.
Just let that swill in your hot water. Take a big hearty sip. Man tea! Yeah! Nothing like a great cup of man tea.
Yeah.
As you cozy up next to a fire and read a fucking Jane Austen novel. So you were a tea drinker, you never had coffee.
Never had coffee until about a year ago.
What made you make the jump to coffee?
Well, I always knew that coffee was bitter, but that's because whenever I would taste it, I didn't realize you could put sugar in it and sweeten it up a little bit.
Come on. No. I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to buy this idea that you didn't know you could put things in it.
I knew you could put things in it, but the people I tasted it from would never put anything in it.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What do you mean you tasted it from? You borrowing someone's cup? Taking a sip? You got caught? Let me just take a sip. Oh, no. If only you could put some sort of a sweetener, perhaps some sort of dairy product in it. It would be perfect, but not today. I'll stick to my man tea.
Right. Well, anyway, I just never was in the company of the coffee before. So
never in the company of heterosexuals. You were never in the company of coffee?
Oh, for Christ's
sake.
You
can't go to a restaurant and not be offered coffee.
I know, and it was always a pain in the ass when I would have to ask for tea because it was a big fucking hell to do.
And you know what? You're paying for water. You could basically come with your own tea bag.
Right.
Just throw it in there like all
the
blacks do.
What I did one time, I got so pissed off one time, they charged me like $2.50 for a cup of tea that what I did was I went to the waitress's station. I grabbed a whole bunch of fucking tea bags and stuffed them in my pockets to get even, because how dare they charge me $2.50 for a fucking tea bag?
So you finished your first cup and you wanted more, and they charged you extra?
Well, they charged me $2.50 a cup. So when I left, I just went to the waitress's station and grabbed a whole bunch of tea bags and stuffed them in my pockets.
You rebel.
Well,
tell me you used extra napkins.
I don't know about the napkins. I was just very aggravated. To me, $2.50 for a tea bag, for Christ's sake. It's ridiculous.
That's why you just
and then
get
they give
coffee.
You that little, you know what's worth? They give you that little pot, that little stainless steel pot. And you can only get one and a half. You can't even get a second full cup. You get one and a half fucking cups.
That's how they get you. Now you're paying $5 for your tea habit, your little faggot tea habit.
At least give me two full cups. They give me one and a half.
Why don't you go to every restaurant wearing pajamas?
What's that supposed to mean?
Drinking tea like you're gonna fucking stretch out on a goddamn sofa with a fucking a book or a fucking a sketch pad or something. It's ridiculous, dude. You don't get tea out. It's stupid. It's embarrassing. Everybody's getting coffee. You have to get the one,
well,
the one
also,
asshole that says, "Oh, I'll have a hot tea."
It's especially for a male. Would you say it's a little feminine to get tea as a male? I don't know.
Let's do a quick check. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Well, I like fuzzy navels and Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, and what would you get if you were offered coffee or tea about a year ago?
Tea.
I see. It all makes sense now. You know, the next question would be, do you like cock? And it would be followed up with an emphatic yes for most homosexuals. But for some reason, you're just into very womanly things. You really like hot tea. You like, because you like to dip the little bag in and put your little sugar cubes in. You like it just the way you like it.
You know what I never understood? I never understood people who drink the tea with the tea bag still in the cup.
Why?
It just looks ridiculous. Take it out. You know, just absurd. Take the tea bag out. Don't keep it in the cup.
Just leave it. What does it matter if it's in there or not? I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't know. I just feel that you should take it out of the, because it's like you're having refuse in the cup. But that's here and here or there.
Well, I mean, that's the same. You could say the same thing about leaving a lemon wedge in a fucking drink.
Oh, I will not touch a lemon wedge.
Why not?
You, dude.
Get a nice vodka tonic. You need a lime wedge. I would leave the lime in.
You didn't. It was all over the news how those lemon wedges, like in Diet, when they put the waitresses or diners put the goddamn lemon wedge. It's all full of. They did reports where it's all full of fecal matter.
Yeah.
And diseases.
Yeah, they
and
keep it right next to where they keep the tea bags that they're gonna give the fucking homos that are gonna get hot tea at a diner.
I never. I always get my Diet Cola with no lemon, because those things, those waitresses are. And those busboys are putting their goddamn fingers and touching it with their fingers. You know, they don't touch it in a sanitary way, and they're laying all over the counter. So I never get lemon with my tea or with my Diet Cola.
It's just fucking, it's maddening. So you've been introduced to coffee. By some miracle, you've discovered this wonderful beverage. You've abandoned tea. Do you still get tea? Is it something you enjoy?
I have 2 cups of tea a day as in addition to a coffee.
Do you ever go through a day where you don't have caffeine?
No.
Yeah, I think you might have a problem.
You can't get addicted to caffeine.
You can't? I think it's one of the easiest things to get addicted to. Every morning, wake up, cup of tea. Every morning, wake up, cup of coffee. Germ. It's
yes.
So easy to get addicted to caffeine. And I guarantee you couldn't quit. Do you think you could go a week without drinking any caffeine?
I could do anything if I would put my mind to it.
Do you want to put money on this? Do you want to try to put money on this? I guarantee you can't go a week without caffeine.
Well, what am I going to drink as a beverage then? Because I drink a lot of Diet Cola.
Water. Maybe you drink some fucking juice. Maybe you drink something that... That doesn't have caffeine in it.
Juice is full of sugar.
Oh, I apologize. So why don't you just drink something that has drugs in it? You can't go a week without caffeine. I'm convinced. Go.
Could you go a week without coffee?
I know I can't. I'm hooked. It's a struggle to not do it, man. And I have this crutch that I always bring up that I fall asleep when I drive. So, dude, to live, I gotta have Starbucks.
Right.
I have to drink Starbucks. And now you're hooked on that shit too. I saw your car. You had a picture of it on your Tumblr. You had eight venti cups just crumpled on the fucking driver's seat.
I had a problem back then.
Back then. Oh, now you're all good, though, with the Starbucks. You
know, I had an incident that happened at Starbucks a couple days ago.
Okay.
I managed to get a free venti coffee. They screwed up my order. Instead of it's venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, they gave me 4 Splenda. I despise Splenda.
Why do you despise Splenda?
It gives me a terrible aftertaste that stays in my mouth for days.
But so, equal is delicious to you?
I've tried all of the sugar substitutes.
You like equal. I'll tell you why you like equal. You like equal because back in the 80s, there was a commercial featuring your favorite female musician, Cher. She was the endorser.
I wasn't aware of that.
She endorsed equal for a very long time, Jim.
I was aware of that.
Do you believe that equal is the better artificial sweetener, Jim?
Of the three, yeah.
I disagree. I just say don't even fucking sweeten it. Let the coffee be black. Why can't you just drink black coffee?
It's too strong.
It's too... Well, yeah. But you're gonna go and drink fucking faggot tea.
Right. Anyway, so she screwed up my order. She gave it to me in the car. I said, excuse me, but there's... I need it equal. This is Splenda. And I gave it back to her. And then she corrected it. She gave me... She says it's on me. There's no charge. I said, how come? Because she says, because you didn't yell at me. I said, what am I, a goddamn animal? I'm going to yell at you because you made a mistake? But here's a clincher. The second cup of coffee she gave me was fucked up as well. Now, is it protocol? Can you complain about something that you get for free?
No, it's illegal. Do you believe in life after fucked up coffee from Starbucks, Jerm? I don't think it's possible. This is your biggest dilemma of the week. Someone fucks up a drink order, gives you a free one.
Right.
And now you have the balls to fucking say, hey, you fucked that one up too.
They fucked up the free one. So, and it just pissed me off because I had already driven off. I fucking went. And I went through a drive-thru. This is a drive-thru I was going through.
When did you find out the first one was fucked up? Did you take a sip instantly?
No, I read the label because they always put the label of what they put in it.
Oh,
and it said Splenda.
You looked at it and you handed it back.
I says, excuse me, but I asked for equal. This is Splenda.
And you waited at the drive-thru for it to be made again.
To be made, right.
So you held up their whole fucking line.
Right.
You got the drink for free anyway.
Right.
And...
Wait. The drink that they were supposed to correct, they gave me they fucked it up a second time. You see what I'm saying? But the second time, I didn't check it before I drove off.
You know they put something in your coffee.
They were
so happy to give you this coffee because somebody with fucking scrotum of steel dipped their nuts in this boiling hot water. Somebody either spat, jizzed, pissed, or just threw some fucking litter into your drink. And you took a sip. I know you did, because you drove off and accepted it.
I took a sip, right, and they forgot to put any sweetener in.
Oh, they put something sweet in. They put their own sweetener in.
No, it was just a bitter taste beyond the coffee.
Maybe that's what you tasted as. Some say salty, Jerm. I don't know. I'm a straight male. I wouldn't know. But you do now, don't you?
So how would you know it's salty then?
Some say. I've heard people speak about it. But now you say it's bitter, so maybe it's not.
Right. So can I finish my story, please?
Oh, go ahead.
Finish my goddamn story. So I drive off. I taste the thing. I'm so pissed off. There's no sweetener in there. I fucking zoom into a fucking parking space. I get out of the car, slam the door, and I start walking in there real fast with my cup of coffee.
Like you're gonna fucking just really take him to task.
So I swing the door open as best I could without touching it, because I and as soon as they saw me, somebody went uh-oh. They saw how angry I was. I go up and walk to the counter. I slam the coffee down. I said, listen. I said, you screwed up once. Now you screwed up twice. Now there's no sweetener in here. They apologized profusely, and I got a third cup of coffee for free.
You didn't drink that one, though.
The
so you,
second
re- you really got one cup for free. I mean, it's not like you consumed
right.
three.
Right.
You can't
you're
just
you're
brag
right.
about how many free cups right. you got.
Right.
But
right.
I fucking, and by the way, in this Ustream chat room, we have Breve Latte and Extra Hot just dogging you, calling you a raving lunatic. They hope you got jizz in your coffee. They're just trashing you in the Ustream room. You walk in there like it's fucking, like it's a Western. Just throw the door open. Fucking music stops. That shitty Starbucks music stops. Whatever whatever folk musician with an acoustic guitar.
I spoke with the head barrister and the manager.
The head who?
The barrister and the manager. The barrister who made it. And
barrister? The there was a common law lawyer?
No, the coffee barrister. The barrister.
Chuck Barris?
No, whatever you call it.
Bastille?
Barista, right?
Oh, the barista, yes, of course.
Barista. I spoke with her and her manager, the manager of the barista, spoke to the barista and apologized profusely. So
to the barista? Barista.
Right, he spoke with the barista.
Say barista 8 times in a sentence because that's what you just did.
Jesus. I'm trying to say the right words. Is that a new word, barista? Is that just developed from Starbucks, a barista?
I'm pretty sure it's not. Oh. Pretty sure it's not. It's just one that you have never heard.
Well, there's a Starbucks manager, and he says he thinks so. So I think it is.
Wait, you've asked somebody? somebody if their job title is just a made-up word?
No! I was looking at the Hear Us Talk, and I see the store manager's in the room, so... But
someone named Starbucks manager.
Yeah,
is saying I think so. I think it is made up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. And
I think you are a lunatic. You got the coffee free, so there's no sweetener in it. Go home and put some fucking Equal in it. Who gives a fuck?
I wasn't going home.
Just go somewhere. I don't know. Just drink it without sweetener for once in your fucking life. Be a man.
Now let me ask you a question.
Turn your coffee into fucking candy.
Do you is there a name for those sleeves you put on the cup so you don't get burned? Do they have a name?
I call them handholdies.
Oh, that's fucking gay.
I don't know. There's no goddamn thing.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a sleeve. What it is. Boder is obviously smarter than me with my made up word of handholdy, but it is truly a sleeve for your cup.
I see.
Yes.
And
by the way, let me interject here. Steve the LARPer checking in. This is barista. And, you know, barrister, the word you couldn't get out there.
Oh.
Is Italian for bartender.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so continue with whatever point you were going to make.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I continue? So what I was waiting for my beverage to be made the third time, I noticed that, you know those little wooden sticks that people use to stir the coffee?
Yeah.
You know, I count about 8 people, and all the 8 people, before they threw the stick in that little hole in the thing, they all took the stick and they put it in their mouth and they tasted it.
So what?
You do that?
Sometimes if it has like if I have a foamy drink, if my drink has it's a latte or something, I'll clean it off and then throw it out. It's the same thing like if you're stirring. I don't know, if you're mixing up ice cream, you have some like a Cold Stone or something, you're going to lick the spoon or something. I don't know. It's the same fucking thing.
Right.
What's the big deal with that? I don't understand.
No. It's just interesting how people felt the need to lick it, you know,
But what's the problem? There's no... You obviously see something wrong with that.
Well, no, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's just that, you know, just give it, you know, end it already. Just stir the drink and put it in the hole. You don't have to sit there and suck down every little drop, you know?
Did you notice that anytime you pick up one of those sticks, it's impossible to just pick up one?
Exactly.
So that's the problem you have with it. People touch more than one, and you think that you're licking somebody else's fucking fingerprints.
I picked the sticks in the back.
Oh, because like nobody would ever reach for the back of that four-inch circle.
Where nobody touches the sticks, I get them from the back.
Yeah, that's where it is. That's like, you may as well just go in the warehouse. It's that far back. It's, seriously, Germ, it's a fucking circle that's 3.5 to 4 inches across. There's no back. It's about as wide as a human's fucking finger span. People grab them from everywhere. You try to reach, like, one that's just buried, and in effect, you're touching all the other ones. So you're doing what you're trying to fend against.
Right. I get the ones that nobody touches. Yeah. And anyway, so
Why don't you just get a coffee machine? Box Wine has had just about enough of you with this Starbucks.
I want to, but I don't. It's too much to look. It would be just too much for me to research and how to get the right one and everything. You know.
What do you mean get the right one? You get the one that makes coffee.
Right. But I like lattes, so I'd have to get one that makes.
Do you
lattes.
Know what a latte is? Do you really? What is it?
It's coffee with steamed milk.
Okay, so why don't you make a fucking latte? You make coffee and you steam some milk.
I don't know how to steam milk. How do you steam the milk?
You basically spit in it and then urinate in it and hand it to a fucking disobedient customer. That's what you do. That's how you make a latte, especially at the drive-thrus.
And I'm sorry, it's not coffee. It's espresso.
Oh, well, then you get an espresso machine. And you're set.
Right.
So why don't you get one? What are you
because
waiting for?
I wouldn't know how to, once I get it, I wouldn't know how to make it, you know? I wouldn't figure it out right.
Because there's no possible way to learn these things. You buy these espresso machines, you may as well have bought a fucking a bone saw. Germ, it's fucking simple. They're not going to make it some goddamn complex device.
Well, if that's the case, then why do they have professional coffee makers like the baristas? If it's so easy, why do they have people who are professional coffee makers?
Because
fuck?
These people work at Starbucks and they want to keep them there, so they give them a fucking title that's in Italian. Just it's the same fucking logic.
How am I to make a professional cup of coffee if I'm not a professional coffee maker?
I'm telling you that they're not professional coffee makers, Jim.
Yes, they are.
They're
that's
just fucking. They're fucking people that make coffee. You don't have to be a genius to do this, and I know this because I talk to these fucking people. I talk to these people, they're like, oh, yeah, it sure is busy today. Oh, is it? I wasn't here all day. I'm here now, it's fucking dead. I don't give a shit. Give me my drink, have a nice night, and I'm out. And then I'll storm back in because they forgot the sweetener! Who in Sam Hill forgot my equals? Use a dead man at noon. Just fucking like a lunatic. Storm it back into this fucking place. The balls on you to go and fucking ask them for another drink. They fucking did you the ultimate favor. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. They apologized profusely. They didn't even put any sweetener in. You just go fucking... They probably put packets in the goddamn... In a bag or gave you something.
They didn't give me anything.
And Alki is absolutely right. He says that Ken is hamming it up for HearUsTalk.com. He is. He is. You go to HearUsTalk.com. We have a video feed there. You can see, I think you're on there. Are you still on there?
I think I'm on here, yeah.
Wow, it's amazing. You probably shouldn't be.
All right, let me get it off here then.
No, I see you're in your little office there.
Yeah, I have a big office here.
Big? Big office.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. I was just there, John. You had a couple computers, is that correct?
I have two. Would be a couple, yes.
Couple, and then a laptop.
A laptop, yes.
They're all in the same network, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you apparently needed some upgrading, some help, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you badgered me for fucking what seems like years to come and help you, to help you get the right parts to do this and that, and I said, you know what, Germ? There's probably a Best Buy around you. Go get the Geek Squad. And so, did you go to them at all, or did you just get me?
Oh, I just called you and had you come and take care of me.
No, you told me you went to the fucking Geek Squad. So now you're a liar. Not only are you a Starbucks asshole customer, but you're a fucking liar. You just got me over there to fucking do this shit because you knew that they would fuck you over. You know, you were fearing like a 2-year-old computer needs a new hard drive or something, and you're like, should I just throw it out and buy a new one? I don't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so you didn't know.
Every time my computers would every time they'd have all the hard drive used up, I would just buy a new computer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you could get an external.
How many computers do you have? Like ones that you've bought in the past?
Dating back from 1997, I have about 14 computers.
Holy shit!
Because I don't know.
14?
Well, what are you supposed to do with them when they're used up? You gotta get rid of them, right?
They're not used up, though, Jim.
I don't understand.
The thing is, you could have upgraded them rather than just made the plunge.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Apparently, Frank's office in the Ustream video chat room is saying that you're a fucking hoarder. You have 14 computers since 1997. That's excessive. It really is.
Every time the computers would run out of memory, I'd have to get another one. I mean, I don't understand. The problem is...
Well, you could... No, you understand it now because we showed you what you could do. There's options.
Yes.
Upgrade the hard drive. You can get an external hard drive. Back your shit up.
You introduced me to something called an external hard drive, and I have them here.
So, like it's some kind of foreign craft.
Well,
some
I'm
kind
not,
of gift
I'm
from the future that I introduced you to. Like coffee, about a year ago.
I'm not savvy about computers.
How is it that you can be almost 40 and there could be so many new things to you?
Because I have peripheral knowledge, that's why.
What do you mean peripheral knowledge?
Well, I just, you know what peripheral vision is? You could just see things like in the side. I just need to know just enough to get by.
So you're describing your knowledge as like you're on a fucking motorcycle.
Right.
And the shit you see on the side of your head. That's
exactly
what you're absorbing in your life.
That's all I have.
That's all you're getting.
That's all I have.
So
you're maybe
aware of some things.
Yeah, I'm aware of it just to get by.
But you know just nothing about them.
I know a goddamn thing about it. Not a goddamn thing.
Interesting.
I'm not proud of it.
On that premise, our buddy Ed's going to call in a little later.
Oh, Ed McGrath.
Yes, he's going to call in. I think he has a bit of a challenge for your peripheral knowledge.
Oh, that should
just
be
a quick little challenge just to see how truly clueless you are. We're gonna do something with that. But Jeremy, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The number to call is 316-768-4472. For some reason, I can't take blocked numbers. I don't know. I'd have to put Germ on hold, and that, why would we want that? Probably three people in this fucking chat room would want that. I don't know.
No, I think many people would want that.
You really don't think people like you?
Well, I know Butter doesn't like me for some reason. Not that I even was formally introduced to him. But
he listens to you talk.
Yes.
That's pretty much all it takes, apparently.
Yes.
I probably should have recorded this video part of it, but I didn't even think to do that. I don't know. Do you think we would have needed that? Probably not. There's so much that I'm unaware of with as far as this site goes, but you know, we're picking it up. Well, you were trying to get Ed on. Why don't we'll take a quick break?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea.
Jerm, I gotta say, you say you have a big office. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
HearUsTalk.com.
Yes.
It does look like it could be a space where maybe there's space, but it's fucking it's small.
It serves me right.
You have your whole entire business. You are an entrepreneur. And
I suppose.
You suppose you are. You have your entire business in that room.
Yes.
And before last week, your entire business relied on the fact that those computers would turn on. You had no backup.
I had no backup since 2000.
Jesus Christ. You had 14 computers and still managed to have no backup.
I wasn't aware of what backup is. I'm not aware of that.
it's backup. That's basically all you need to know. Backup is having something twice. In case one fails, then you have another one. I can't believe I'm explaining this to you.
Well, I knew what backup was, but I didn't know how to get backup. You know what I'm saying? I thought backup was
something you call for when villains are running.
No.
Running rampant.
I thought backup was having two computers at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
No, you have to have the data twice. You have to have the files twice. Yeah, I mean, but I enjoyed helping you out. You do have a very nice home, nice family. But I liked. Oh my god!
Oh Jesus Christ!
Excuse me. I liked messing with you because you knew nothing.
I know nothing.
You told me, you kept harping on me, clean out the computer. Do you know what that is? Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, clean out the computer.
Yeah. You told me you wanted me to free up some space, but you kept calling it, clean out the computer. Could you do that? So I went to the uninstall function of Windows, and all the critical applications, I said, okay, I'll get rid of this, I'll get rid of that, and we'll get rid of this one as well. And you just flipping out like I had done it.
Well, because I don't know if you're getting rid of something that I need.
Whoa, somebody's got a feed they need to turn off. Whoa, look at this!
phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is the aforementioned Ed McGrath.
Ed, how are you? I'm going to ask you if you could
good, how are you?
Speak a little lower. All right? Tone it down a little bit. We don't want to bring the pain that much to Jeremy, because I have a feeling he's not going to know any of these things. What do you?
I'm very enthusiastic.
Basically, what do you have for us right now?
Well, I do remember the show after the Super Bowl, Germ Freak not knowing very much about it, even though this big event was going on and incorporated a team from New York. His enthusiasm for sports is a little less than the average heterosexual male.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Completely. So you've crafted what for us?
I have crafted a very easy quiz for Germ Freak that I have named the Germ Freak Sports Quiz. It's very simple. I am going to give out a name, and Frank is going to tell us if that particular person plays baseball, football, hockey, or basketball,
Jesus.
The four major sports.
So it's not even guess the team. It's guess the sport. You're going to name some well-known athletes that are pretty much household names, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is not Rafael Santana.
Rafael Santana is my name. Play shortstop is my game. I'm sorry. I'm mesmerized. Continue, Ed. Please.
Okay. So, and I picked surefire Hall of Fame players. The rules that I set forth were no old-time people, actual current professional athletes that are either in baseball, football, hockey, or basketball.
Okay. Frank has his head in his hands. I just want to say, Frank, don't look at the Ustream chat. All right. So, Frank, are you up to the challenge? Do you think that you've heard of enough athletes across the sports that you might be able to name whether this athlete is plays football, baseball, basketball, or hockey?
Yes. I hope so. We'll see what happens.
All right, Ed, why don't you start this off?
Okay. Well, first, Germ Freak, I want to.
Hold on a minute. Let me see what I can do. What kind of background music would suit this? I'm just wondering, what kind of song would be the best for a bit about sports? Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's right. We're going to do the Germ Freak Sports Challenge featuring Ed McGrath and Germ Freak. Why don't you go ahead and do this?
Okay. You're not going to cheat, right, Germ Freak?
I have my hands held high.
He has his hands off his keyboard. They are held high as if he just doesn't care. So go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to give you a softball here, Frank. You're in deep, deep, deep shit if you miss this first one. And the first one is Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez. Does he play football, baseball, basketball, or hockey?
I believe he plays baseball.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, if he was going to get one, that would be the one that I thought he would get.
The New York Yankees' own Alex Rodriguez. I guess currently he's still on that team. I have no fucking clue, but I would know that he plays baseball.
Yeah.
Very good. That was probably the easy one.
Yeah, that's definitely the easiest one.
All right. What do you got next?
Okay.
I think this one would be tough, personally. Go ahead.
Okay. The next one is Brendan Shanahan.
He plays Guinness and child abuse.
That's my
guess.
He sounds like this is a total guess. I'm saying football.
Incorrect.
So that's one down. One incorrect, Jerm. One incorrect.
His last name sounds like he's a quarterback or something, but whatever.
It's just, I know, it's just an Irish name.
He is a New York Ranger, has scored 649 goals. That would be 11th all-time. And
Jesus.
You're
going to read the back of his whole card there, Ed? Let's go to number three. Number three.
Hey,
this one's pretty big. I think you'd have to know him. Why don't you continue?
Terrell Owens.
Isn't he running track and field or something?
Now, Germ, I'm going to ask you, does Terrell Owens play baseball, football, basketball, or hockey? Nowhere in that list is there track or field.
Oh, let me think. I'm guessing. This is all. Listen, I have a 1 out of 4 shot, so.
Yeah, I lose? So it would be remarkable if you lost.
And he already gave it a baseball example and a hockey example, so I'm going to say football.
You are correct. You are correct.
Oh, this is going.
Terrell Owens does play football. Germ, so far, though, you are 2-1 after 3 questions.
Yes.
Now, I will be just alarmed. Alarmed if he doesn't get this next one, Ed. This, I, you know what? I'm taking it back. This is probably the easiest one.
Really? Well, I thought A-Rod would be the easiest one.
No, I think this is definitely the easiest one. Why don't you go ahead with number 4?
Okay. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Does he play baseball, football, hockey, or basketball?
All right, this one I know only because his name was all over the news, and as you know, I have peripheral knowledge of football.
Very impressive. I didn't think you would get him.
Yeah. Okay, let's go next. What's next?
This is going over well.
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
Who? Tim Duncan?
Football, baseball, basketball, hockey.
I'm guessing this is a total guess.
Tidbit says you're not going to get this. What is Germ? What?
Yes.
What is your guess?
My guess is basketball.
Yeah. There it is.
Hey, well, he didn't give a basketball one yet, so my mind says to me, well, listen, he didn't give a basketball one yet, so it's got to be basketball.
So you're using your 7th grade abilities and strategies for fucking multiple choice tests to figure out what sport these athletes play. Okay.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Who's up next, Ed?
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux.
Total guess, baseball.
He's correct again. So far, he's missed one.
What the fuck?
I have to say.
Oh, God, Ed.
I have to say.
Jesus Christ.
I have to say that I'm actually, I think he's doing a lot better than I would have ever expected him to do. Ever.
I would have been impressed if he got 4 right total. I'm shocked. I'm blown away.
Well, you got to realize a lot of them are guesses, and I have a 1 out of 4 shot, so the odds are pretty good.
Iowiki 78 is saying that 7th grade multiple choice is running shit right now. Absolutely running shit. Let's go with number 7 of 10. So far, he's only missed one. What do we have now, Ed?
Kobe Bryant.
I know the answer to this one only because he's been all over the news and everything. He's basketball.
Okay, so he does know this one. See, now, I looked at this list, I'm like, okay, he's going to miss 4. I really think he's going to miss 4. But I think we still have some hope. We still have some hope.
So you want me to miss, is that what you're saying?
I want you to bomb horribly, but you're doing better than I could have ever expected.
Well, this goes to show you that it's not a setup.
It's true. He is covering his eyes and rocking back and forth like the little girl in that, what the fuck was that movie? I can't even remember the name of it now. Beta Sultan Puss? What the fuck was the name of that one? Macaulay
I'm
Culkin
just hoping
dies.
He falls off the chair.
Doesn't matter. What did he do? My Girl is the name of the movie. That's right. So what's the next one there, Ed? Number 8 of 10. He's missed one so far.
Sidney Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Is that what you say, Bing? No, Sidney. Sidney Crosby. Football, baseball,
guess.
Basketball, hockey.
Total guess, hockey.
You know, okay, Ed, I've noticed that 7th grade multiple choice skills are indeed destroying your fucking exam right now. Just completely destroying this.
Destroying it.
He's rocking the pattern.
I should have added track and field.
He's rocking the pattern. You should have added a sport that wasn't represented.
I give you an A for effort.
All right, what are the next two? Let's go with number 9. Let's end this here.
Number 9, David Ortiz.
David Ortiz. Football, baseball, okay, basketball, hockey.
Ortiz sounds like a baseball player.
You are just fucking, just so unaware of everything. But I have to think that you're just lucky. I think you're just lucky.
I'm guessing Ortiz, because I know a lot of Hispanic people play baseball, so it's a...
Wow, way to keep it racist. No, don't use logic, just use fucking stereotypes.
Listen, show off. It's got nothing to do with I'm not racist at all. Ed, I just don't know. I don't know
Ed, is your next quiz going to have anything to do with maintenance jobs? So that he can hear the last name and pick out which job they do? Jesus. Okay, what's the next one? The last and final one.
The last and final one. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
That one, I simply because of my peripheral knowledge, football.
You missed one. Brendan Shanahan, Joe. So that's it. So you went 9-1 on this. Ed, I need you to come up with something more difficult, because he's obviously better than this.
Apparently.
You know what it is?
Apparently.
I got a 1 out of 4 shot. It's not that hard. You know what I'm saying?
So you need to make it a 1 out of 5 shot, but never use 1 of the 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like track and field.
That's true.
Ed.
If you had, like, boxing in there, he probably would pick boxing for Ortiz. Because he knows those Spaniards love to duke it out in the ring.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So, Ed, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
You got to come up with something better next time. Something a little bit more difficult, because, quite frankly, he is not on that low of a level.
I thought the worst for him, and he's shocked me. Shocked me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ed. We're going to take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
All right. Let's.
What do you mean, ugh?
Well, listen. I mean, how kind of fucking boring that was. Let's go to the commercial break.
No, we were all on the edge of our seats just waiting for you to prove that you know nothing. But you proved this all wrong, Jer.
Well, it's peripheral knowledge and process of elimination.
DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
And... Germ Freak Radio, take two!
Yeah?
Take two!
In June of 2005...
Action!
Dude, when you say take two, I'm going, and then you continue to talk. All right, you ready?
I apologize. Germ Freak Radio, take two. Action.
Take three? Okay. In June of 2005, this rock group reunited to perform on the NBC show Hit Me Baby One More Time. Known for their combination of new wave music and electronic pop rock, this early 80s band was a popular group held. You ready?
Germ Freak Radio, take three.
It's take four.
Action.
That didn't count. All right. I lost my spot. Just give me a second. Just calm down. Calm down. In June of 2005, this rock group reunited to perform on the NBC show Hit Me Baby One More Time. A combination of new wave music and electronic pop rock, this 1980s band was popular on the early fledgling MTV. From their 1982 album, Spring Session M, it's Missing Persons with Words. Oh, that was awesome, dude. I did that perfectly. Not one stutter or anything.
Germ Freak Radio, take six.
I did it already.
Oh, sorry.
Jackass.
The DJ New Style Show.
No one listens what a word's for. When no one listens, there's no use talking at all. Do you hear me?
Well, now, Germ, can I interrupt for a second? Are you going to do your Germ Freak Radio tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't we get to it? Do the first one, please.
Okay. Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horn gesture used by many rock groups today. I was going to say published his first album, but you don't really publish your album.
Yeah, you don't. How about you bring it together? How about you piece it all together, put it all like a puzzle, get it all out there, and give it to the people?
I'm doing my best!
Jesus Christ! Just do it!
This hard rock... Shut up, you asshole! I'm fucking doing it. Now shut your fucking hole. Sick of your crap.
Go fuck off.
Oh, that's my fucking thing. Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horn gesture used by many rock groups today. He made his first single in 1958. Oh, God. There's just nothing here. Listen to me. Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horns gesture used by many rock stars today, which symbolizes the maloika used by many Southern Italians. In 2008, a petition was formed in order to have this person run for president. In 1983, it's a fucking bore! I'm trying to make it more interesting than it is, and it's a fucking bore!
How about you cut out, like, three fucking lines? Do we need to know it's the maloika? Maybe. Do we need to know James Padovano popularized
the
fucking... Yeah, go fuck off! How about you make it fucking interesting, then?
Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horns gesture used by many rock bands today, which started with many Southern Italians, which means the evil eye. He produced his first song in 1958. A petition is being signed right now for this individual to run for president. The DO for president, last.fmpages.com. I'm sputtering. Born Ronald James Padovano.
Look. Stop. We all know his name by now. We all know what he did. The puzzle pieces are on the table, Germ. The pieces are on the table. Intelligently and gracefully piece them together and deliver it to the people.
Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horns gesture used by most rock bands today, which was started with Southern Italians because it symbolizes the maloika, a.k.a. the evil eye. He produced his first song in 1958. There is a petition going on for him to run for president of the United States. God, I'm sorry. You know what? Erase that. I'm a fucking mess today. Let's cut off where we're at. It's from his 1983 heavy metal album. It's number 13 on VH1's Top 40 Greatest Metal Songs. It's Ronnie James Dio with Rainbow in the Dark.
Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show. Dick.
Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming, HearUsTalk.com. The Opie Fan Room, DJ Newstyle Show, Live Room. We're all over Pal Talk, Jerm. We're all over it. We're everywhere. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Well, don't talk yet. I'm enjoying this. It's a rainbow in the dark! Can you ever just go into the 90s for one of these breaks? Please?
There's so much we haven't scratched the surface on in the 80s. Why go to the 90s?
Yeah, there's 10 solid years of songs. I understand that. But, you know, there is other music out there. There really is. Sheepy's complaining. He doesn't want to hear the entire song. He just loves the yelling and all that. He doesn't want to hear the whole thing. Come on. Do it for Sheepy. Do it a different decade, at least.
Well, I'll take that into consideration.
Will you? I want to have Alki call in. He has something to talk about, Jim. Something I think you'll relate to a little bit.
I see he still hasn't hung his mirror up.
What are you talking about?
His mirror's been on a fucking floor for 3 fucking years. Hang the fucking thing up already!
Why don't you say it to him yourself? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with me.
Hello, boys.
Me and Jerry Freak. Alki, how are you?
It's not a mirror that gets hanged up or hung up, whatever is the
correct. Don't get hanged.
Let me ask you a question. Do you, like, every time you walk out of the house, you look at yourself in that mirror or what? I mean, come on.
Don't you look in a mirror before you walk out of the house?
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, that thing weighs a fucking ton. That thing's so fucking heavy, it looks like. It's going to fall on one of your kids, for Christ's sake.
Well, I do worry about that. But so far, so good. Hopefully it lands on one of the ones I don't like.
Oh, boy.
That's true. I mean, if you're going to take one out and you're going to have to take the bad luck, why not get rid of one you don't like? Jerm, do you use a mirror, Jerm?
You know what I use?
Do you have any mirror-related fears?
I have a mirror in the shower because I shave in the shower, but it keeps getting fogged up so I can't see what the fuck I'm shaving.
So you never look in a mirror?
Maybe once in a while.
Yeah, okay.
I look. I don't have hair, so what do I need to look for?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe as you're walking out, you pass by all your shamrocks and your fucking St. Patrick's Day decorations.
Enough about that, dude.
You
enough.
And your half-Irish kids.
Enough.
What?
It is the last show, the last DJ Newstyle show before St. Patrick's Day.
It's true.
I want to
know how everybody's celebrating this holiday.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're probably going to drink.
I'm probably going to drink the whole week because my birthday is also the 21st.
Oh, well,
let me ask you something, Alki, if I may call you that. Growing up, was St. Patrick's Day a big deal in your house or what?
No, not really. Not until I started drinking.
I see.
We always had the corned beef, cabbage, and potatoes and all that shit.
No, we're not Irish like that. We don't eat shitty food.
It's delicious.
Boiled greens.
It's so good, though. It's so good you have to smear it with mustard for it to be edible. But,
smells like shit and it tastes like ass.
I contend that it's delicious. Jerm, does your wife cook this for you?
Of course. She doesn't cook it for me, no. Of course.
Why not? Why wouldn't she cook it for you? She doesn't make it or you just don't eat it?
What are you talking about? Cabbage?
Corned beef and cabbage.
No, I don't eat. You ever seen corned beef in the fucking supermarket in that bag? It's vile. It's like it's all like in this liquid blood and everything.
It doesn't really look much different than when it's cooked, though. That's the thing.
Well, that's why I don't eat it.
I think it's all good. I think it's delicious. I think you're both insane. In my estimation, but at least I enjoy the holiday. Jerm does not. He has some kind of resentment because his kids are half Irish. And he is 100% Italian, so he can't fathom that his kids would be some other nationality than his own. So he doesn't celebrate.
The best thing about having a birthday on the 21st is you can go to all your local bars, even if it's not the actual day of your birthday, and you can say, hey, it's around St. Patty's Day. Look, it's my birthday in a couple of days, and then you drink for free.
That's what it is.
Alki, do you remember the first time you got drunk in your life? Can you remember that or no?
Yeah, I remember. I think I was 16.
Okay, I'm surprised that that's pretty late. I thought it would have been a lot earlier than that.
Why? What makes you think?
It was a horrible story. It was a horrible story because I drank I was drinking vodka and cranberry all night, and I woke up in my bed. I was at a friend's house drinking all night in the backyard, and when I woke up, I was in my bed at home in my parents' house, and I woke up, and I didn't realize anything was out of the ordinary until my dad came in, and he said, "Do you remember how you got here last night?" And then I said, "No." And apparently I was carried in by two of my friends covered in vomit.
Oh, delicious.
Because I passed out. Yeah, that was a good time.
What time of year was that? Do you remember?
It was the summer.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't bitter cold, and you're just spewing up.
But apparently I threw up all over myself, passed out on the lawn, and people took pictures of me. I've never seen those pictures, but they're out there somewhere.
Yeah, probably on like a fucking a roll of film. It's just somewhere undeveloped.
They're smart. Don't call an ambulance. Just take funny fucking pictures.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's dying. He's got alcohol poisoning, but he's so close.
They're gonna laugh on Monday.
But he's so close to that lawn gnome. Let's get the camera. Take some pictures first. Take some.
Can I try to get you a sponsor?
Yeah. What?
Guinness. Guinness. They're not gonna sponsor you, but they might.
Guinness.
You gotta go to www.proposition317.com.
All right, now, what is...
Guinness is trying to make St. Paddy's Day an official holiday, and then everybody gets a day off.
Really? Now, yeah, Jerm, how do you feel about that? Would that make you enjoy St. Patrick's Day? Get a nice day off?
Well, I suppose I really haven't thought about it that way. I mean, you know, it's Columbus Day should be a priority as well. So if you want to make St. Patrick's Day, we can make Columbus Day as well. I'm all for it. Go for it.
We have a caller here. Oh, snap. Let me stop that. 316-768-4472. You're on with Irish Alky and Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is VA Messenger.
VA Messenger, how are you? It's been good to have you on the last few shows. Just want to make that known.
I take a little offense to the making fun of the lawn gnome comment.
Oh, well, I apologize. I apologize. I didn't know that you were there when Alky got drunk first time.
Well, when we're trying to make Travelocity a sponsor, then you can call in. We're working on getting it.
I wasn't, but you make fun of lawn gnomes. That's not very nice.
I apologize. We'll take it into consideration next time.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, VA. Or Mr. Messenger. I forgot. I got to be polite to him, Jerm. Got to be polite. So this Proposition 317 is going to, Jerm, it's going to make St. Patrick's Day an official holiday. We'll get a day off of work. It'll finally be recognized like Thanksgiving or Columbus Day. It'll bring St. Patrick's Day up with the ranks of Christopher Columbus. What's wrong with that?
I have no problem with it. I really don't. I mean, as long as it's a day off, I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
So you sign the petition?
I will not sign my real name.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, because I don't want people to know my business, my personal business.
Okay,
your
so
personal
then...
business isn't your name.
are you sponsoring this?
This is
album?
Guinness. Guinness.
I want a fucking day off. Everybody should sign this. Who wouldn't want another day off in their work year?
You have a day off every day, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't have a job. Why'd you take a fucking shot at me? I'm at a hospital, you fucking germaphobe.
Germ, you motherfucker.
Oh, he knows I'm only kidding.
Does
him,
he? He's obviously irate now.
No, he knows I'm kidding.
it turns out there's a nice counter. You've been watching the counter go down there, right, Red Alky?
Yes, we are at 819,743 to go.
Well, this broadcast should probably take
midnight.
Care of that.
Do they have to hit a certain
midnight,
number?
March 16th.
They
need a million.
A million they have to hit?
Yes.
And then it will become a holiday.
No, it'll
well,
be...
Well, then they have enough signatures on the petition to present it to Congress.
I love the idea that Jerm is really convinced that if you have enough signatures, you can accomplish anything instantly. Once I get a million people to sign something, it's going to become law.
It's official! those blacks, they're not going to be voting for much longer once I get my petition signed.
Too bad four of them have to vote to make the number go down one.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to make a joke like that because now we're on Heroes Talk.
Heroes Talk is all about black people. All about blacks. If you're black, you go to HeroesTalk.com. I don't know what else to say.
Do the Heroes Talk people know about your affiliation with that other website?
Yeah, they do. Thanks, and if you're black and you go to our website, thanks for spending at least 2 minutes not raping people. I apologize, blacks. Mike Nice, I apologize. Seriously. Please, don't think any less of my comments. Mike Nice, what do you think of that comment as it is?
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Completely ridiculous. I agree. No more. No more. So, do you really think this is going to happen, Alki? Do you think they're going to make it an official holiday?
I think this is, like, the big week to do it. Because I used to live around near Hoboken in Jersey. And, like, week of St. Paddy's Day, people would start drinking at 8 a.m. and be out until 4 in the morning. So if they're, like, promoting it in areas like that with heavy drinking, I think they could pull it off.
I mean, obviously nobody gives a shit about snakes being fucking removed from Ireland. Nobody gives a shit about
out of a driven out of a ghetto with a flute. Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
No one cares about that whatsoever. I mean, you pretty much think it's that people are just fucking degenerate drunks and they love parades and the color green.
Everybody loves to drink, and everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
Germ, do you consider yourself Irish on St. Paddy's Day?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
That's just a ruse people say. I wear red on St. Patrick's Day, for Christ's sake.
Why do you wear red?
Well, it's the opposite of green. Red is the opposite of green. So I wear the opposite.
So you want to be different. You basically want to tell every Irish person on their own holiday that they're completely bullshit, and you want to be the exact opposite of what they are.
Exactly.
So on the 4th of July, are you fucking toting around a red flag with the iron sickle?
Alex Webb's his home flag? Yeah, I think that's what he's doing. He's carrying that around.
Alex, the thing that Alex Webb has hanging out of his fucking apartment window and on the hood of his car?
Yeah, I mean, he does have that overlay. It's got the goddamn hammer sickle on it.
You know, A-Webs was bragging that he got a promotion, which, you know.
Yeah, he's apparently an admin in the Opie fan room now, which we're still.
Yeah, he won his admin hat for a week.
Oh, okay, just for a week.
Okay.
Thank God, because he was going to change a rule to make this be played whenever anybody entered the room. Everybody stand up. A-Webs is in the room. Stand up. Remove your hats. Well, A-Webs, no, you keep that one on. Just for a week. A-Webs, good old A-Webs.
Main reason I gave it to him is I thought it would help him with his confidence with Barb.
He's really got to get over that hump. He's got to get over that. It seems to be insurmountable for him. He's been on cam a lot lately. He's been acting up worse than I am now on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com. H-E-A-R. Alki, you smartass.
I thought it was location.
No.
Where do we hear you talk? Here.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can use here, but we only registered the sense.
You have no business sense.
I know.
All those URLs.
Yeah, I got to become a domain squatter just so people actually hear this show. That's what I have to do. So, Germ, you're ashamed of Irish people. You don't want Irish people to be around. You hate them. You don't like them.
I don't. I respect all nationalities and creeds.
No, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate disrespect that you can give somebody on their own holiday is to do the exact opposite of what they're doing, just to show them that you don't appreciate that it's going on.
I'm not
going
to conform to their ways. You know, I'm not going to. Wearing green is so hack on St. Patrick's Day.
It's hack.
I will not conform to that.
So traditions now are akin to stealing a joke. Traditions are overusing a knock-knock joke or making a stupid office joke. That's hack. But wearing green now, that's overdone. That's all played out. You know what?
Wearing green on St. Patrick's Day is corny. It's corny at best. It's corny.
Do you drink on St. Patrick's Day? Do you go to a bar and celebrate the day?
No, I do not.
Okay. Maybe I don't want you in the million.
You know what? you know what, Germ? It's okay. Your wife will sign up. She's Irish.
So are my kids. But
they'll sign up too. Three of them. That's four votes there, Alki. Four votes.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get this thing to a million. Anytime now. Just keep signing up, everybody. I think before the end of the show.
18-19-674 currently.
Son of a bitch! Goddamn son of a bitch! We're going to do it! Oh,
if germ signs, it probably goes down by like 4.
-4.
Inverse effect.
He'll only sign with a red font. That's all he'll do. Spickle just signed it. We're getting people signing it. I gotta say, nothing's gonna come of this, though. Nothing's gonna come of this. Germ.
Probably not, but I don't have a job and I wanted to promote something. Just let me have a little fucking glory, okay?
Germ, I mean, it's rare that we have Alki on. We had Solera on the very first time we were broadcasting in the Opie fan room. I know you're a very inquisitive fellow. You're very, very inquisitive. Is there anything that you'd like to ask Irish Alki?
Well, you know, I was driving to my car one day, and I just had these things pop up in my head, and I'd like to ask Alki, is it gay?
Is that what you want to find out?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is it gay? Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where Germ theorizes about shit that he's afraid might be gay. Germ, why don't you go ahead and...
All right, so you were driving through your car and you thought of asking me what?
Is it gay for a man to use coupons?
Yes.
I think it's gay to cut them, but if you're given the coupon or coupon, I think it's okay. If someone's like, "Oh, you're going here, take this. You'll get something free." Sure. But if I'm not actively seeking the coupon.
Well, what about, like, would you have a problem? You ever go to a restaurant and give a coupon? You got a problem with that? I mean, is that awkward?
I don't give a shit about money enough to care about stuff like coupons. Like, if I went to the grocery store and I found out that $10 worth of stuff that I paid for wasn't in the bag, I wouldn't go back in to go get it.
Really?
I just feel like I'm annoying. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about money like that.
So what do you think of Germ going storming back into the Starbucks after his free drink was not the way he wanted it?
I think that's incredibly gay.
Aha, that's the verdict. Germ, do you have another one for us?
I want a refund on my free purchase.
I demand my nut money back. Son of a bitch.
Something else was in my mind too. Is it gay for a guy to go curtain or drapery shopping by himself?
Yeah, I think, you know, the window covering should be limited to just anything that covers the window, whether it's a fucking old bed sheet or those little mini blind things you can just pick up fucking anywhere. Why are you?
I wanted to pick out the drapery in my house, but I was with my wife when we bought it. But I picked it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you were kind of involved in that. We're talking about someone that is going, like, their big activity is.
When I lived alone, I never bought my own drapery. So
then you might be straight. That's the verdict of Germ's looking. Germ, what about you? Have you ever bought drapes?
I wouldn't even know where fucking stores are to buy drapes.
What do you mean? Come on, man. You wouldn't know where the fucking store is to buy drapes.
I don't decorate. I've never decorated anything. The missus does the decorating.
I mean, at the very least, you know where you can go get things. Granted, you don't have to get them.
I wouldn't know how to measure it and put them up and everything. Do you know how to put up curtains a new style?
I'm pretty sure I could figure it out.
Well, I don't. I couldn't figure it out. It's fucking complicated.
It is. And it's also gay.
Okay.
Do you have anything next there, Germ?
Is it gay for a guy to pretend to be a girl in order to go into an all-female chat room?
I think it's gay and highly illegal.
Yeah, it's not good. It is not good. Have you ever done this, Germ?
Are you just asking a question or are you looking for advice, Frank? What happened?
He's trying to give free legal advice. Apparently, he spent all his money on drapes.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it gay
Wait,
for a...
That's the question.
Excuse me?
Nothing, go ahead. Sorry, apologies. Thank you.
Is it gay for a single guy to line dance?
Where do you come up with...
It's a bad guy to line dance.
Line dancing is fucking just insanely gay. Line dancing. Where were you when you came up with this question?
I was driving through the streets of Patterson and it came through my head.
Patterson makes you think of fucking line dancing?
Listen to me.
When I drive through Patterson, I think cowboys. That's what I think.
Yeah, motherfucker. Get your boots on, nug!
But isn't...
Where your cowboy hat at, bitch?
I think dancing in general for guys is gay.
You think dancing is gay?
You know what's gay about line dancing, though, is because line dancing isn't just a dancing. There's a whole... You need a cowboy belt. You need cowboy boots. You need a hat.
Yeah.
You have to purchase paraphernalia.
You can't just show up in fucking Adidas sweats.
In sweatpants and
fucking
your
line dance. And yeah, anything you have to dress up for in a costume. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, step up your quality of clothing, but anything you need to be in costume for as an adult is generally gay. Except for, like, you know.
And Halloween's gay, too.
Halloween's gay, too. Fuck Halloween. Jerm, where do you stand on that? Line dancing? Have you ever done it?
When they dance, and like line dancing, they don't really use their arms a lot. They just use their legs. Is that what line dancing is, I think?
You were at my wife's birthday party. We were at the Colorado Cafe. Weren't
yes.
you there, Jerm Freak?
I was there.
So you saw a massive amount of people line dancing.
And it looked gay to me. That's why I'm bringing it up.
This question didn't come up in Patterson. This question came up last November.
Well, he was reminded of wanting to ask the question.
Right.
Okay, we get it. You think it's gay, and it is.
Yes.
Jerm, what's next on the list?
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to search for exact change at the checkout at a store?
If you know you have it and it's like in your front pocket.
If you have it, then get rid of the change in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's convenient.
I see.
What is gay? First of all, what is feminine? Because you're saying guy. So to be gay, it's got to be something that makes you look or behave like a woman. What could possibly be womanly or feminine about handing coins to somebody? Are you envisioning someone opening up a satchel or a coin purse?
Well, you know, it's supposed to be more manly to just peel out some bills, you know, take it and peel out the bills and to look for change, you know what I'm saying? I despise change.
You do? Why? Why do you despise change?
Well, listen, I'm not going to get into that whole rigmarole, but I despise change. It's cumbersome.
Rigmarole.
Yes. Right,
okay,
right.
Dr. Moreau. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it's gay.
It's the island of.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's I think it's not gay. That's my verdict. Alki?
No, it's not gay.
Absolutely not gay. Frank, you think it's gay, right?
I'm embarrassed when I do it, but I still do it because I don't like to get it. Okay.
I think you're more embarrassed because you're holding up the line. What's next? What's next?
Is it gay for a guy to watch soap operas?
I would say, yeah. I mean, unless you're with a girlfriend or a wife. But even still, it's a little gay. Alki, why don't you chime in on this?
It's gay, but I really like Days of Our Lives. So.
Yeah. you know, some people do. Some people do. I can't stand that.
Like, through the hours, man.
Jerm?
Marlena! John! Come on, these are
for life. Jerm, have you ever watched a soap opera?
I never watched a daytime soap opera ever, but I.
So what? You've watched an evening soap opera? I'm not asking about the schedule. Have you ever watched a fucking
Christ's
soap
sake.
Opera?
I'm not going to call them soap operas. I've watched TV shows that have a continuous story that continues the next week.
All right, which ones?
I'm not going to say. I'm
not say it.
I'm too embarrassed.
Say it now.
I apologize. Well, listen, I used to, you know, I used to watch Dallas.
Okay.
You know.
That's a late night soap opera.
Well,
yeah.
I don't like to use the term soap opera.
It
I
is.
Use the, like,
it's
term
a soap. Kid. It's a fucking soap opera.
Dallas, fucking Knots Landing, those are all late night soaps.
Yeah. Jeremiah, we have another question here.
Just one here. Is it gay for a guy to wear white pants?
why don't you ask the Navy? I don't know. I personally would not want to wear white pants, but what makes...
Who the fuck wears white pants?
Yeah. Who wears...
Yes, fucking Don Johnson,
wait,
this question.
Wait, Jerm, have you ever worn white pants?
Yes, I have.
When?
In the summer.
Of what year?
Summer.
2007?
No, you did not. Shut the fuck up. You don't own white pants. There's no.
No, I used to wear them in the 80s. I wore white pants, sure, with my Vans.
Did you ever wear a fucking suit jacket with a t-shirt underneath? And fucking and scrunched up pastel colored socks?
I didn't do the socks, but I did wear the suit jacket with the t-shirt.
Yeah, you would. You look like the type. You do.
Well,
I'm going to say white pants are gay unless you're fighting in a war. Then pretty much anything you do is not gay. What's next, Germ?
Let's see. Let me wrap this up here.
He's got. By the way, he has a whole file of these.
I have files of them because I'm contemplating every single day, and I want to make sure I do the right thing. Is it gay for a single guy to have houseplants?
Well, what kind of houseplant? Let's at least go through that. Are they flowering?
Ferns. wandering Jews.
Well, let's not get crazy here. Okay.
No, that's the name of the plant.
Jew, Catholic. You know, we can all coexist. It's all right.
Yeah, I think unless the most fucking.
What's that? Right. What's that, Alki?
I was gonna say unless it's weed, it's gay.
You think it's gay? Seriously, to have a houseplant? Maybe you want better air in your place? Maybe you want to purify?
Open a window.
Okay. So you're a homosexual if you own a fucking goddamn fern.
I don't want to have anything in my house that I have to take care of that I can't pet and get some type of affection from.
Germ,
so no.
What's your verdict on it, Germ?
I think other than a cactus, I think it's gay. Cactus is okay to have for a guy.
Like cactuses, cacti are manly.
Did you ever? What about a tumbleweed as you're storming into a coffee shop? Irate that your free drink is fucked up.
No. I think it's okay to have cactuses.
Cacti.
Cacti. I didn't apologize.
Apologize.
And
that's it for Is It Gay?
That's it for Is It Gay for this week. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Is It Gay, everybody, where Germ just needs to know where certain things that he may or may not do.
Is it gay?
He needs that question answered at all times. He's got extensive files. So, Alki, is there anything else you'd like to say or comment on? I mean, you've been listening to the show. Obviously, Germ is incredibly terrible with logic. And thought. Anything strike you as odd from today's show?
Well, I think that bit should be changed to "Is it plausible?" Because that comes up with, like, who's going out of their way to get a plant and buy a pair of white pants and cut coupons? He just seems there's so much shit
going on.
He can't make it through a day.
He's come up with all these questions from one friendship that he has. There's just one really, really gay guy with white pants, ferns, and fucking coupons cut up all over the table. It's fucking
miserable. Isn't it manic? What a god.
So, no, Alki, no. Why don't you give us a grade 1 to 10 on the show tonight? This is, you're gonna rate us every week. 1 to
today,
10.
Today, I will split it into hours. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour, I would give a 10.
Oh, because you're on it.
Yeah, 10 to 11 o'clock hour, I will give a 7.
Why? Why is it lower?
Oh, that first segment in the 10 o'clock hour.
the quiz?
Sports thing, yeah.
Well, we'll get better with that. I promise. Fucking. Right. God damn it, Ed! Now we got a 7! It's your ass! This new camera thing is fucking me over, though. A little bit. I got to get used to it. I got to start ignoring it.
HearUsTalk.com.
HearUsTalk.com. Alki, I encourage you to go there. Encourage you to tell people about it. Hand out a flyer if you happen to be, you know, around a parking lot. Just put them under a wiper blade. You can make your own. Word is good for that. Just type it up. Make sure you get it right. It's HearUsTalk.
HearUsTalk.
Don't make Alki's mistake. Don't make his mistake. Alki, is there anything...
Education!
Is there anything you'd like to say before we hang up on you for giving us a shitty grade in the second hour?
I love you guys, and good night.
Thank you very much. The feeling is very mutual, especially on Frank's side of it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hang up the fucking mirror.
Get right on that. Don't drop it on any children. Thank you very much. German, looks like we've come to the end of the DJ New Style show.
Yes, we have.
Very first show on HearUsTalk.com. And I've got to say, I think it was a good one. I think we got jobbed on the fucking last hour.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to say, Germ?
Good night.
That's it?
Good night to all. Thanks for listening.
I agree. Gotta admit, little gay. HearUsTalk.com, BestInShowRadio.com. Those are our buddies. Check them out. And we'll see you next week on DJ New Style Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.